And you're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Governor Andrew Cuomo is promising that Penn Station, the bane of the commuter experience, will undergo a dramatic rebirth. But this is far from the first time someone has promised to overhaul Penn Station. Here's Senator Chuck Schumer back in 2010.
You got to keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. And then sometimes you succeed. And this looks like one of those times.
And here's Governor David Paterson in 2008.
To make Moynihan Station the engine that revitalizes the area around Penn Station and establishes a pathway to the development of the far west side of New York.
And even President Bill Clinton unveiled a new plan for Penn Station back in 1999.
We will use the example of this project to redouble our determination to build great buildings and dream big dreams for the future.
That's a lot of starts and stops, but WNYC's Kate Hines and Matthew Sherman are here to keep us honest. All right, Matthew, first to you. Why can't we just get on with it?
Well, we've tried many times, as you've just shown there. And I have to say, there have been a lot of misfortunes that have occurred along the way. The September 11th attacks set back one plan.
Fair enough.
In 2008, there was a grand plan to move the entire Madison Square Garden arena from where it currently is on top of Penn Station. And over to the block between 8th and 9th Avenues. And yet then Governor Eliot Spitzer resigned under a sex scandal that some people might remember. And he was a key player there. But another general theme here is that there's really no really strong client here that has lots of money. Amtrak owns both Moynihan and Penn Station, but Amtrak is on the verge of bankruptcy. If it were to go to Congress and say, give us $2 billion to do this right and let all those commuters you're talking about see the sunlight that they once had access to. These Southern conservatives, or not just Southern, but just people from all the rest of the country would say, why are we spending money on those New Yorkers? New Jersey Transit and the Long Island Railroad actually use Penn Station even more than Amtrak does, that their passengers do. But they're more traditionally concerned about getting people to and from places than making sure they do it in style. So in general, politicians have wanted this more than the institutions that really have the money, or
all right,
in this case, don't have the money.
Fair enough. So then, Kate, how is this different? Remind us what Governor Cuomo wants to do.
He wants to continue renovation work that is already going on right now at Moynihan Station. That's the new station that's being built underneath the Farley Post Office across the street from Penn. Once that is built, Amtrak can move across the street and use that space. Then Penn Station would get a renovation that depends in part upon Madison Square Garden's willingness to see its theater demolished, which would open up some space along 8th Avenue. That space would bring the much vaunted light into what Governor Cuomo has described as a bleak warren of corridors. And that will improve passenger flow, build new entrances, and generally make it a much more welcoming and beautiful space. And the governor wants private developers to pay for the vast majority of the work in exchange for retail development rights.
Wait a minute. I don't really see the difference. Matt, you followed this back in 2006. That's when Governor Pataki struck a deal with private developers to get this job done. Why didn't that work?
That plan gave Vornado Realty Trust and the related companies, two real estate companies, 1 million square feet of development rights in return for about $300 million. And that was going to help renovate the Farley Post Office. That's, that building that also Beaux-Art, very much like the original Penn Station that opened 1910, 1911 on the west side of 8th Avenue. That was going to turn that into, a grand train station. But one real estate insider told me that it's really hard to find buyers, or it was really hard to find buyers for those 1 million square feet of development rights. And the developers worried it wasn't going to be worth their investment, so they sat on it for a long time. If you want to bring the private sector into projects like this, like Cuomo's proposing doing, you really need to give them some way to make a profit, a lot of profit. And frankly, air rights, they're going for about 200 square feet. So you get 200 million square feet if you gave someone 1 million square feet of development rights. And that's just not enough to realize this grand vision.
So will this plan be any different, Kate?
Well, you know, some people have spoke to said, yes, a lot has happened in 10 years. Hudson Yards is underway. Real estate values are going up and conditions on the ground have changed. So it's possible that a developer could see an opportunity to make some profit here.
When I'm down there, when our listeners are down there, they see something's happening at that post office. What is it? What's going on over there?
That is what the work that I talked about earlier. There are new station entrances to Penn Station under construction right now that are supposed to open later this year on 8th Avenue, the west side, at 31st and 33rd Street.
And Matthew, I've got just a few seconds left, but we're talking about some bids the governor wants within 90 days. Can they really come up with a plan within 90 days?
You know, it's a little hard to say. Obviously, it would really seem to give a great advantage to Vornado and Related, who know this project really well, to just turn around and win that bid. On the other hand, there are other developers who are familiar with this project, and if they think that they can make a lot of money off of this, they will work 24/7 to put together a plan and win this bid.
All right. You heard it here. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.